This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us on this live Sunday transmission. I am Alex Jones. Owen Schroyer is going to be hosting the main body of the broadcast today. America has been put into an artificial civil war. Globalists, academics, and CIA anthropologists and sociologists have measured and traced different fault lines in America. They've had Hollywood and the universities prime everyone for racial division in the name of racial unity, and they are attempting to bring us into a hot civil war. They are attempting to completely destabilize the economy, destroy confidence, so that we will absolutely abandon the Make America Great Again system, and we'll go into total depression under the central banks. We are going into absolute total bondage. If you like what the Democrats have done in black areas of the country, dumbing people down, enslaving them, getting them into debt, putting them on welfare, aborting them, well, you're really going to love it, because it's going to happen to everybody. This is a planetary, complete, and total takeover, and you see this illustrated by the fact that all over the world, governments are endorsing Black Lives Matter as if there is, again, some attack on black people by the general public in the West, when in truth it's the UN and the globalists that are absolutely targeting Africans, particularly for depopulation. And that's the State Department Memorandum 200 with Henry Kissinger, and has been part of U.S. policy until now. And Trump has pulled us out of UNESCO and pulled us out of these agreements, has actually been stopping this, and that's why they're so angry at him, again, saying that he's the big, evil, horrible racist. It is complete, upside-down world. But the way to counter it, the way to fight back against it, is we the people. COVID-19 is a giant hoax. Now they're saying they have to shut the country down again. They were always going to do that. That is why we have to call out Black Lives Matter as a total and complete hoax to cover up the real extermination of the population in general. And that's why we have to expose COVID-19 as the giant hoax that was 20 plus times smaller than what the Bill Gates model said it would. And that's even using all the other deaths from gunshot wounds, car wrecks, the flu, pneumonia that they put in the COVID-19 column. Every person you see wearing the clown mask, you've got to talk to them and tell them it's a fraud. I've been doing it myself, and almost everyone says, look, I know it's a fraud. I'm ordered to wear this here at work. Or people say, hey, I just do this because of peer pressure. So now we have to move to have governors, but the president and others, use their bully pulpits and their leadership to expose COVID-19 as an economy-killing complete fraud. And now the reports are out. The third world is collapsing as predicted, and mass migrant waves are coming this way, because when the first world collapses, the third world dies. Owen Schroyer is taking over. We have some powerful information that Louis Farrakhan put out on vaccines and how they're tainted by design. That's coming up, and so much more today. We have reporters on their way to the autonomous New World Order communist zone in Seattle, known as CHAZ, and so much more. Now back to Owen Schroyer in the ATX to tell you what he's got coming up.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we will hopefully be hearing from CHAZ live on the show for at least one segment, maybe two. We're hoping to have that on the other side of this short break coming up. We're going to hear more from Alex Jones. We're going to hear from Greg Reese with a powerful report. And we're going to be hearing Farrakhan's take on Bill Gates' vaccines, warning Africans to avoid them at all costs. Now, in the third hour, I want to take your phone calls, because we're about to go into another flip of the calendar here, another week in 2020 that has just been absolutely bonkers, bananas. Truth is now a vice in society. Think about that. That's where we've come. How do we fight back the propaganda? How do we defeat the propaganda? What do you think about it all coming up today on this Sunday, June 14th, Flag Day, President Trump's birthday version of the Alex Jones Show.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It is Sunday, June 14th, 2020. This is the Infowars.com Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer sitting in the driver's seat. We will be hearing again from Alex before the end of this transmission. A powerful report on the truth about Black Lives Matter as more is being exposed as what is just another front group money laundering operation for the Democrat Party. So we'll have more on that. Louis Farrakhan warns Africans not to take a vaccine from Bill Gates. It's a trap. It's a death warrant. That's all coming up in the first hour, including we're going to go live. We have boots on the ground in Chaz. We'll be going to Chaz here in just a second. But in the third hour, we'll be going back to Chaz, and I'm going to have a couple segments taking your phone calls. So from 5 o'clock to 5:30 Central, you can try to squeeze in and get a phone call here on the Sunday edition of the Alex Jones Show. Now, let's go live. The War Room crew on part of the War Room crew, the InfoWars crew, decided we're going to go out to Chaz and we're just going to go see what's up. We're going to go see what it's all about. So Sam and Rob are out there. We've got Sam with us now. So you've survived a weekend in Chaz. Tell us, what is life like in the autonomous zone?
Well, behind enemy lines here coming at you, and it's amazing, man. Actually, it feels more like a festival and a farmer's market than anything else today, but it's been pretty crazy. Honestly, we started a Twitter that's already been banned because I guess we tweeted out something a little controversial, but we're, as you can see, standing right in front of the police precinct here, and it's just a very interesting sight.
Yeah, it's all boarded up. What's going on there at the police headquarters in Seattle?
Well, it's been, I guess, kind of fenced up and under guard, I guess, from people going in. And it looks like most of the protesters who are around here for days have been saying they want it to be a community center. So that might be going on. Other than that, it's just pretty much like a lot of concert, a lot of music, a lot of people just thinking that,
You're telling me you got live music in Chaz?
Yeah. Oh, and good news, Owen.
You're not allowed to have that. There's a coronavirus going around. Doesn't the nation of Chaz realize there's a COVID outbreak?
Oh, it doesn't matter. There's a wizard. There's a wizard of Chaz. And I found him.
The wizard of Chaz cures them of the corona ills.
Yeah, exactly. No, but it's definitely very interesting to see this police precinct boarded up, and it doesn't look like the cops or anybody are coming anytime soon. But everything seems pretty nonviolent, and we've actually had some pretty good discussions out here. So if anything, I can see that as a real silver lining right now. I don't know. Maybe that's just a little bit.
Let me ask you this, because there's still a bunch of protests happening, and there has been some violence still over the weekend, and there was just another shooting of a black man by police that they're going to make a big deal of this week. So you're saying it's kind of like a music festival, though. So how much has it become like a political movement or statement into like I mean, when I think music festival, I think, you know, a bunch of people going around, doing drugs, getting drunk, passing out, waking up, dancing, listening to music, not really showering or eating much. I mean, is it kind of like that or what?
To be honest, yeah. Maybe a little bit more than people think, because there was even a protest earlier today. His signs were basically, this is not a party. If you think it's a party, get out. And he was, you know, marching in favor of Black Lives Matter and stuff. But he was basically saying that a lot of people are here just to drink and do drugs and, you know, play music. But, you know, I've gotten different opinions on that because I even got to interview some of the musicians last night. And they were kind of comparing it a little bit to Woodstock and being able to protest and play music at the same time. I do understand that part, but there might be a lot of people out here that think of this as an opportunity to get out of the house because of quarantine. You know, that's also definitely another reason that people are out here enjoying themselves. Even though most people are wearing masks, we're definitely not seeing social distancing in any form. So that's
What about, like, there's businesses in that area, too. Are they all boarded up? Or are they shut down? If you have a business in that area, are you out of business now?
Well, most of the businesses definitely are not working. And some of them have just been, you know, transformed into, like, makeshift hospitals. There's even a restaurant that got turned into, like, a little hospital. And there's definitely enough.
So, yeah, I mean, if your leg snaps in half, they got you, right?
Yeah, exactly. There's no police presence or ambulance or fire on the scene, so good luck. But it hasn't been anything like maybe the pictures might have sounded or made it appear to be maybe like a week ago when there was tear gas and things like that. I mean, even you can't see behind me, but there's actually shields that line the fence because in case the protesters needed to grab shields, you could just grab them and protect yourself from rubber bullets or something like that. But
the battle shield, none of that. Jazz.
The battle shield, yeah, exactly. So the lines have been drawn, and we're inside Chaz right now.
So what kind of conversations have you been having, though? You say, I mean, is it like, how political, how conspiratorial? Do they hate Trump? Not, I mean, like, where does that go?
It can actually go in a lot of different directions. The good news is we haven't had any sort of aggressive debating or anything like that. But definitely a lot of people are saying that Trump hasn't done enough to respond to this. He's definitely looking at this situation in a way that is not what's happening here on the ground. So that may be, you know, true. And hopefully we've got enough footage to be able to show that.
Yeah, so is that footage going to Bandot Video?
Well, like I said, we've been tweeting out a lot of our footage, and we broke a rule or something, so we got banned for 12 hours. But we're basically at Chaz Daily, so you can follow us there. We probably should have put that on the screen, but
yeah
we're at Chaz
now.
Daily. Yeah, and basically, we're just going to be putting whatever we have in small videos, but we'll be editing it as well later. Putting it on band, yeah.
So, I mean, when we're, you know, what's like the biggest, probably blunt that you've seen out there? I mean, I'm sure there's just people walking around just getting totally high, right?
Oh, yeah, basically, you could also say it's a bit of like a Marley Fest going on. I mean, it is Seattle, Washington.
Wait, did you just bust out into an exercise?
Are you watching me?
Yeah, it looks like you're on the move now.
Yeah, there's a gas leak.
Oh, whoa, we got something happening here.
Yeah, there's a gas leak, and so we're kind of kept out of an alleyway right now. Me and Rob are on the move.
There oh boy, people were just doing. People were just getting high off raw methane, huh? Just cracked right into a pipeline, huh? That's Chaz, man.
That's Chaz, man. Exactly. So the Lollipop Guild is in full force out here.
So, but what do you think? I mean, how long can this go on? I mean, do they really think they can do this forever, or what?
Oh my God. I don't know about that, actually. I was asking some people how long they think this might happen, even some locals. They're really not sure. And unfortunately, I think it's because their demands are not really concrete enough for this to meet any kind of resolution, other than they want to just keep partying.
Yeah, so let me ask you this, because we got 90 seconds and we got to go to a video coming up here. But, I mean, what do these people really want? I mean, what do these people really want? What are they really in this for?
Okay. Well, bottom line, I guess they're talking about police reform. They're talking about a recognition that You know, cops have systematically been racist towards black people, and they probably also want to push a socialist agenda. Everything out here is free, all the food's free, water's free, things like that. So they're promoting things like that. Bottom line, it just seems to be along that kind of message that I think the media is responsible for indoctrinating people more than the reality being that cops are racist, of course.
So there, it's just kind of a free-for-all. Do people actually live down there, or do they just kind of come and go?
No. There's people who live down here. This is a neighborhood area, and got to talk to some locals. They said there's usually a lot of artists, a lot of poets, and there's some restaurants and
so
coffee shops around
here. You're now a Chazistan, officially Chazistanian, Chazistonian.
Basically, I'm going to...
One nation, one people of
right
Chaz.
Now. Yes, one nation, one people. Exactly. So we're having a good time talking to people and
all right, we'll link back up with you. We'll link back up with you later. We'll get the latest update from the Nation of Chaz, folks. It may last forever.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Houston to be relocked. Florida hits high for third straight day. Sunbelt spike of coronavirus. Hawaii grapples with Great Depression level unemployment. COVID-19 civil unrest could trigger mass migration. Those are all Drudge Report headlines. The United Nations has engineered the COVID collapse. It's caused a worldwide depression. It is far worse in the third world than it is in the first world, but we're starting to see the effects here. And the government stimulus money isn't going to rebuild the economy if the economy isn't completely turned back on quickly. And the third world will accelerate into total bedlam, and mass waves will then surge at Europe and the United States of tens of millions, not just the millions we've already seen. Now that is officially in United Nations reports. I don't need to wait till the UN puts a report out. I said this 4 months ago. You can see how the dominoes fall. And now the UN World Food Program head, who a month ago said 35 million were already starving to death, says 100 plus million are on the verge of starving to death out of the billions of poor on this planet. When the first world collapses, the third world dies. But notice, right as opposition was beginning to really peak a month ago to COVID-19, and it was coming out with doctors and nurses pointing out it was a hoax, they were putting all the deaths from gunshot wounds, car wrecks, the flu, in the same column. They were killing people by intubating them because the hospitals wanted the money. They were lying on the charts and saying that people had COVID who didn't. All of this was beginning to come out. And so they used the George Floyd situation to distract from that and change the subject. Anytime the system wants to trigger racial unrest, they're able to snap their fingers and have liberal mayors and liberal leftist governors in blue sectors endorse the rioting. Antifa shows up, triggers the burning, then they can pull back and the media can aim the cameras at black people and say, look, it's a black uprising. That's all George Soros and Alexander Soros are doing. We got the documents 2+ years ago. They're on Infowars.com. And still, the FBI has done nothing. Still, the Justice Department has done nothing. The article with the documents is titled Martial Law Planned in Maryland in 2015 by Obama. They tried to trigger this back then, but it didn't work. And now they're doing it again. And Hollywood and the whole corporate media is hyping up that police are inherently evil and the police are inherently bad because they want to overthrow local government and not replace the police with some type of wonderful communist utopia that doesn't exist, but replace it with authoritarian fascist police. The IMF and World Bank have done this all over the world. They destabilize first, generally across racial lines. They bring down an economy, and then they bring in permanent martial law. So the New World Order is making its move right now on America. Now, I want to air a special report that I played several times during the week. I don't normally air something repeatedly, but this is so important that I'm going to air it again, and then Owen Schroeder is going to take back over. It's posted on band.video as the featured video. It's also on Infowars.com. I've asked the crew to put it back on the front page. It's Black Lives Matter is a globalist Trojan horse. It's only 4 minutes long, and it has all the documents, all the statistics, all the facts to show that this is completely synthetic and that they're making a mountain out of a molehill to distract from the leftist globalist agenda to not just suppress black people, but to suppress and disenfranchise everyone for social control. So here is this report. And then Owen is going to get into the fact that Trump was going to have a rally in Oklahoma, But Juneteenth, a holiday barely even celebrated in Texas from when the slaves learned late that they were free. Great, wonderful. That Trump canceled that because they were saying it was racist that he picked that day because of that holiday that's only celebrated in a couple states and most people don't even know about. It's crazy. So now he's announced his convention speech date, and they found some date where the Klan did something bad and to connect to that. I mean, it is just totally insane how the Democrats are projecting onto everything secret codes and secret corruption and secret KKK crap when they're the party of the KKK. They're the party of abortion. They're the party of Planned Parenthood. They're the party of evil. So here is Greg Reese's report. Please share this with everyone you know, and please tell people about the live broadcast, because without you, we're unable to reach new people. And again, you're not just vital, you're absolutely critical, and I thank you all. Tell folks about the local AM and FM stations you're listening to and the TV stations you're watching. Tell folks about band.video and newswars.com/show. Thank you. Here is Greg Reese's report.
Black Lives Matter is a lie. There is no genocide of young, innocent black men. In 2019, there were only 10 cases in which unarmed African Americans were fatally shot by the police. In 5 out of 10 cases, an officer was attacked just before the shooting. And in 2 of the remaining 4, the officer was criminally charged. Where is the injustice? Also in 2019, there were 25 unarmed white Americans who were fatally shot by the police. According to FBI statistics, even though African Americans make up only 13% of the population, they commit over 50% of all murder in America. Blacks kill 10 times the amount of whites as whites kill blacks. And a police officer is 18 and a half times more likely to be killed by a black male than an unarmed black male is to be killed by a police officer. Black Lives Matter has been a lie since its very beginning. In 2013, the movement began on social media after the acquittal of George Zimmerman in the shooting death of Trayvon Martin. But the case against Zimmerman was a lie. The prosecution had used an imposter as a fake witness, who they claimed wrote the only piece of criminal evidence they had, a letter that the fake witness admitted under oath to not writing. Founded by known communists and fueled with millions of dollars from George Soros, Black Lives Matter organized riots in Ferguson, Baltimore, and Chicago, and began recruiting an army of haters hiding beneath the guise of social justice. The entire foundation of Black Lives Matter is an obvious lie, and yet the lie sells. It sells because communities have been broken by government programs such as LBJ's War on Poverty that incentivized single motherhood and got young people hooked on welfare handouts. It sells because people worship their favorite celebrities like false idols and believe the media is a source of undisputed truth. It sells because people are afraid of being called a racist, even when they know it's a lie. And it sells because many prefer their own rage over seeking the truth. Following the COVID-19 shutdown, perhaps the most traumatizing time for any American alive, Black Lives Matter joined forces with Antifa and used a senseless murder as an excuse to wage war upon the American people. Dragging innocent people from their cars, burning homes to the ground, looting everything in sight, and demanding that white people bow before them and kiss their feet. They are subjugating white people, parading them around in chains, and demanding the dissolution of the police department. What do you suppose is coming next? Black Lives Matter is a dangerous cancer that is poisoning our already damaged society. The mainstream media, our elected officials, world leaders, and practically every multinational corporation are all on board with BLM. But the real
It's finally here. Introducing the first of its kind, nascent iodine spray with true atomic iodine. Listeners have been asking us for months to develop an iodine spray made with our exclusive deep earth crystal nascent iodine. After extensive development, it's finally here. Our proprietary new Aerodyne technology allows us to harness the full power of ancient iodine crystals from 7,000 feet below the earth's surface into an ultimate spray formula. I have been using the new X2 spray every day, and I feel good knowing that I have the power of true nascent iodine working for my body. I can personally feel the difference. We know iodine is an essential mineral that supports thyroid health, as well as healthy metabolism, healthy hormone levels, and healthy cognitive function. Iodine may also support your body in healthy response to environmental and dietary toxins. Get your daily dose of essential iodine and experience the benefits of true nascent iodine today. Get the new Survival Shield X2 spray for 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com before we sell out of our new limited first shipment. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
It's crazy to think here we are, one of the last few remaining independent news networks out there that isn't out to scam you, isn't out to trick you, deceive you, lie to you, rob from you. And we may be far from perfect, but we're perfect in the sense that we're everything the establishment, which is wicked and evil, hates. And in that sense, we're perfect. And that's all of us, because they hate you. They hate the fact that you've kept us alive for all these years. And now we're still alive, still here on air. In studio. With a full crew. Something they thought would never be going down every day like we are here at InfoWars.com live at band.video. They thought that this transmission, one of the last great American transmissions, would be shut down, ladies and gentlemen, but we are still here thanks to the grace of God and your grace, shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. And we do have big specials going on right now, including top-selling supplements on sale like Brain Force Plus, Turbo Force, Real Red Pill, and Real Red Pill Plus, the Vanilla Coconut Protein Bars, BioTrue Selenium, all 60% off. The AMPM 8-Pack Power Stack, which just is a supplement stack that comes already separated for you in a morning and an evening pack inside, that's 70% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. All the t-shirts are on sale as well. And it's your support at InfoWarsStore.com that makes everything we do here possible. But it really is, it's weird, when everything InfoWars told you becomes true, then what does InfoWars become? I mean, you have an entire nation of people, which is the minority, which is the good news, but I don't know how we defeat it, because they're with Hollywood and all the media, so they amplify and huff and puff themselves up to look like they're the loudest, look like they're the biggest, look like they're the majority. Do we have to have a political revolution that takes course over 4, 8, 16 years? Do we have that time? Is that possible? But when I see the lies that go down on mainstream news every day and come out of Hollywood every day and come out of Democrats' lips every day, we have statues being pulled down, but Harvey Weinstein movies still air on TV, still on Netflix, still on all the video platforms. All the Hollywood pedophilia? No. No, no. No need to protest all of that. No need to march about that. Do baby lives matter? Well, what if they're black? No. No, you see, black lives only matter when the media and the Democrats can team up for an alley-oop on the American public to fundraise to the tunes of tens, if not hundreds, of millions of dollars. And then, if you really care about people, and you want to try to warn people about this, or try to give them the message of truth, well, you get called a racist, and you get shut down. Oh, don't worry about the Baphomet statues that have been government-funded and erected in America and other countries. Nope, those haven't been torn down. Nah. But where will the left stop? They'll never stop, folks, until America's dead and everything that ever represented America is gone as well. That's where we're at. So the Americans that are left and the patriots that are left are going to have to figure out what to do. A lot of them are moving out of Democrat cities. A lot of them think that just voting will solve the issue. Well, I guess we'll find that out. But meanwhile, the left is continuing to gain yards against the American Republic. And it makes me sick when you have Democrat politicians going on TV blaming police or white people for all the issues in this country, which couldn't be a bigger lie if you said that the sun rises in the west and sets in the east. couldn't be a bigger lie told. But they get away with it. They get away with it every day. And they're not going to stop, folks. We've made it about halfway through 2020. We've made it about halfway through now. We've had a fake pandemic. We've had fake protests against fake issues. What are they going to fake next? They faked Russian collusion. They faked hate crimes with Jussie Smollett. They faked it all. And they're never going to stop faking. Now, I believe Hillary Clinton is going to have to testify again in September, but will she? They may cancel that for COVID. They may fake another pandemic. Or they may release a real bioweapon with Bill Gates. Certainly possible, because Bill Gates now wants to vaccinate all of Africa. And Louis Farrakhan has come out and warned Africa about Bill Gates. So Alex Jones is going to be breaking that down coming up in the next segment. And then I'm going to take phone calls from 5 o'clock to 5:30. Just your analysis, because I got a bunch of news and a bunch of videos to play, and I'm going to do most of that tomorrow when I host the War Room. And I believe Alex is back in studio tomorrow. But I want to hear from you, the audience. And so I'll open up the phone lines now. You're going to have to wait about 20 minutes, but if you would just wait, because I want to be able to, as soon as 5 o'clock hits, start taking phone calls all the way through 5:30. And they're going to be joined by the crew again from the Nation of Chaz, where a street preacher was basically sexually assaulted. We'll get to that in a second. But here's the number if you want to get in, and I'm going to start taking calls at 5 o'clock. So that's going to be in 20 minutes. 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. Just what do you make of the madness? Does it get better from here? Does it get worse from here? What are you thinking? What are you believing? What are you doing? So from 5 Central to 5:30, nothing but your phone calls here on the Alex Jones Show. But here is a street preacher. Go to clip 4 here, guys. And you can roll clip 5 as well. But here's a street preacher who goes into the Chaz in Seattle and is immediately assaulted. So you got him there. They're all choking him. Street preacher, you're not allowed to go in there because you know they're all about free speech and stopping oppression until you say something they disagree with, and then they censor you and oppress you. And by the way, they also forced him to kiss a gay dude. Yeah, they held him up and they forced him to kiss a gay guy right here. Street preacher goes in to preach the gospel and tell you about Jesus, and he gets physically assaulted and sexually assaulted. I mean, this is sexual assault. I mean, I'm sorry. When you're like, hey, I'm gay, kiss me to prove you're not a homophobe. Dude, you just sexually assaulted me. And he's holding him by the neck, and then he kisses him and licks him multiple times. I mean, this is ridiculous. But this is the left. I mean, this is what the left is building for themselves. That's what they don't understand. All the leftist leaders are in their high towers and mansions. This is what they're building for you, the leftists.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Aerodyne Technology Delivery System. The first of its kind, pure, nascent atomic iodine that can be delivered through a spray bottle. The next level of innovation of X2 is here. Introducing Survival Shield X2 Spray. The great part about the X2 Spray is it's great on the go. When you've got it in the dropper, it's great at your house. It's, you know, great at work. But this is great for the car. It's great to keep with you. And, again, it's also good for the throat and mouth to get the effects of iodine. enzyme, not to just ingest it into the stomach. We're really excited about it. It's 33% off out of the gates. It was listeners' idea asking for us to come up with a spray bottle that had us talk to the scientists and developers and come up with a system that aerosolizes it and delivers it to the body in a new and, in some ways, even better way. Get your Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine spray now at 33% off at InfoWarsStore.com and experience the power of aerosolized X2 nascent iodine for yourself.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Lives Matter is a complete and total synthetic manufactured fraud. Black Lives Matter entire purpose is to cover up the fact the Democratic Party is part of an international eugenics depopulation program that has a particular bent towards targeting black people, period, no matter where they are on the face of the earth. The globalists want black people dumbed down, disenfranchised, and exterminated. And that's a fact. And that's a historical point that must be made. It's not about virtue signaling to black people that, oh, only 12 black men died of questionable police shootings in the last year. None of those shootings are okay. The point is those shootings are used as the distraction for the millions and millions and millions of babies that are aborted every year in this country. And the fact that the majority of black people never make it out of their womb, out of their mother's womb, and that's the most dangerous place for a black person on earth. And the left's argument is, blacks are poor, blacks are disenfranchised. Well, by that argument, then, everybody who ever came from any poor roots should be killed. It's a total fraud. And the whole system is about keeping people in poverty so they can be controlled and experimented on. Now, if black folks aren't going to listen to me, I know a lot of black folks do, how about you listen to Louis Farrakhan? Because everything Louis Farrakhan says in this speech from over a decade ago, warning blacks in the Caribbean and blacks in Cuba and other areas about taking Western vaccines, He's telling them historic facts. In fact, I'm going to ask one of our great researchers, probably Rob Due. He's one of the top guys in our office on vaccine research and on all the files and video clips and information, to take Farrakhan's speech and to add documents and video clips to it and air it later in the week. But here it is, just a few minutes long. And if you drill down into everything Minister Farrakhan says, it's true. You can get mad at Farrakhan for what he said about Israel. You can get mad at Farrakhan for – that's not the issue here. The point is that Louis Farrakhan is telling you, do not take the vaccines. And it's not because the science of vaccines isn't real. Yes, you can learn immunity from them. That's why he points out that, you know, you can get vaccines he thinks that are trustworthy from Cuba. I haven't really seen the evidence of that, but I do know that it came out a decade ago that in Russia – in China and in Germany, the elites have, quote, clean special vaccines made for them that are not contaminated. Because here's one more issue. Here's just a small example. Everybody knows about peanut allergies. Didn't exist 50 years ago. Now it kills thousands a year. Well, that's from older vaccines that they've now phased out in the 2000s that were grown on peanut protein. And then the body would become allergic to peanuts because it also was becoming basically allergic to the pathogen that was in the vaccine. So if a vaccine is contaminated with anything else and there's an adjuvant to cause a bigger autoimmune response, your body will become allergic to whatever else is in there. And that's just one of the, quote, unintentional things that vaccines do. And so the vaccine pushers literally want the precedent to stick in our bodies what they want when they want. Now, Farrakhan is Afrocentric or focused on blacks. And I get it. If people can't take care of themselves and have their own identity, they're going to be enslaved. And Farrakhan's 100% right that blacks should have their own businesses, their own communities. That is not segregation. That is people having their own community and then go out and meet every other community. And it's not bad for other groups to have their own communities and their own heritage. And overall, Farrakhan puts out a message that the media cherry picks to try to discredit him with. But generally, I agree with about 95% of what Louis Farrakhan says. I don't agree on getting into all the Jew stuff because that's just a rabbit trail that never ends. I don't agree, you know, that there's just inherently white people want to get black people. And again, Farrakhan's even told me in person that that's not what he thinks is going on, but that sometimes he puts out the red meat of, well, quite frankly, racial identity for black folks so that they will have confidence and have their identity and stand up for themselves. And you do that by taking care of your family. You do that by being strong. You do that by being loving. You do that by being self-sufficient and independent. And you do that by not letting people kill your children. So bottom line, Black Lives Matter is an evil, satanic distraction from the true evil that is the leftist movement that hides its eugenics and its extermination operation behind all its liberal propaganda, to where there's all these riots and death and destruction over 12 black men who may have been wrongly killed. The average is about 14 a year. It's 12 so far this year. And distracting from the real operation, the fluoride in the water, the tainted vaccines, the sterilization, the entire operation. So here is Louis Farrakhan, and then we'll go back to the live show with Owen Schroyer as we start hour number two. And remember, you are the Paul Revere's out there. I don't care what color you are. You got red blood. And if you want to make it out of this new world order, do your research, get your facts straight, and start warning other people, because that is what could override the censors. Here is Minister Louis Farrakhan.
People of the earth. Did you know that there was a policy in America, a policy to depopulate the third world? How does that affect Jamaica? How does that affect the Caribbean? Did you know that Henry Kissinger wrote the memo that became policy, and they said they were going to use food as a weapon? Sent that policy to the Department of Agriculture, to the Department of Defense, to the Department of CIA Intelligence. So they're all in the world of the third world, setting the third world up for internal strife and revolution and death. Where does your food come from? Why does Jamaica owe billions of dollars for the importation of food when you could grow it yourself. But they grow it 1,000 miles away and they cannot pick it after it is ripe. They have to pick it before it's ripe. Then they ripen it with chemical processes. Wax it. Color it. And you eating it because it looks good in the supermarket. And now you're dying of all these different cancers. Talk to me! They are killing us off! Is a biological weapon. Ebola is a biological weapon. I read recently, I don't know the truth, but it has been patented. If you can patent a virus, that means somebody made it. It ain't a natural thing. They have to depopulate the earth by 2 to 3 billion people. And you and I are in the crosshairs of the depopulation thrust of the policies of the American government. Where do your vaccines come from? If you're not getting them from Cuba, you need to look at them carefully. Please listen. You're vaccinating your children, but you don't know what's in the vial that they're putting in your children's arm. All of a sudden, they're suffering from autism. Then they tell you, no, there's no connection between the vaccine and autism. Yeah, tell that to somebody else. See, this is the enemy. The same enemy that put smallpox in blankets to the Native Americans to kill them off. The same enemy that was involved in the Tuskegee experiment to fill black men with syphilis and give them the freedom to cohabit with black women.
Again, the video and audio that you just heard from Louis Farrakhan is posted in full on Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. We're about to start hour number two with Owen Schroyer. I have several other reports I'm going to be filing as well. We also have crew that are making their way right now to the autonomous zone of Chaz, where the communists are, again, stealing the identity of black people to push their communist agenda and trying to fool black people into being figureheads and front people for their operations. Hour number two is straight ahead, newswars.com/show. That's how you send people to the audio and video feeds. That link is not censored as much as InfoWars Online, so newswars.com/show and, of course, band.video. Hour number two with Owen Schroyer from the ATX. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.